Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Byron Brown. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Bunning. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first, with Holtzman covering, for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley bunts, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bunning hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holtzman is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Briggs moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs, who is chasing the ball. Hickman reaches third base with a triple. Cleo James pinch runs for Jim Hickman. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Cleo James now playing center field. Joe Pepitone now playing first base. Jim Hutto pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Jim Hutto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutto hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Phillies, 2, Cubs, 2. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Wilson now pitching. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0-for-2 in the game. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilson, and towards Bauer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Joe Horner now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Denny Doyle pinch runs for Byron Brown. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hile. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Hile steals second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Rick Joseph pinch hits for Joe Horner. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph takes first base on ball 4. Hile moves to third. McCarver moves to second. Phil Reagan now pitching. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-4 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Stone now playing right field. Dick Selman now pitching. Willie Smith pinch hits for Cleo James. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Ernie Banks now playing first base. Joe Pepitone now playing center field. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hile hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Briggs moves to third. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Hile moves to second. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Dick Selma. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to home to get Briggs. Hile moves to third. McCarver moves to second. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 5 in the game. Bauer bunts towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody Freeman now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 4 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 5 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo strikes out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 4 in the game. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 4 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs bunts towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to second. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Hile hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. McCarver is walked intentionally. Terry Harmon pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Terry Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. McCarver moves to third. Harmon moves to second. It's 3-2, Phillies. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-6 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Wens now pitching. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Phil Regan. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Short now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-5 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.